Geez, I hate talking with strangers. That makes me an unlikely candidate for answering phones during the semi-annual WVPE membership campaign, or as we long-termers still think of it, the pledge drive. But as an old 1960s person with a strong upbringing regarding societal obligations, I don't have to be pushed too hard toward overcoming my lack of social skills to participate in what I think of as do-gooder projects. Keeping public radio on the air definitely is one of those projects. It's the classic win-win, helping the station and having it there for us. Having well-researched and well-delivered information at hand is crucial to the survival of our democracy, and being amused also is a good thing. As they say at 88.1, a way to be informed, entertained, and inspired. Worthwhile aims. So, here's how it works. The nice folks at WVPE ask you, and we all like being asked, to give a few hours of your time, come to the station, and answer the telephone when kind people like you call and offer to donate. True, it does involve talking mostly to strangers, but they are live, not robocallers, and they are pleasant strangers offering money. And the station gives you a script that you run through for a short information gathering process. Bonuses to the process are getting to meet those strangers, also answering the phones during the time you are there. But they too are nice, like-minded people. And if you become a repeat offender, you may connect with them more than once. I've been fortunate enough for some of those strangers to have become people who I look forward to seeing, not only during the membership campaigns, but out in the world at large. And when you come to lend a hand and an ear, you also get to see the faces that go with the voices who you hear all the time when you're listening to WVPE. Plus, tasty food and drink are provided. There is so much input that it comes near to being sensory overload. Come and get in on this fun. Don't be a stranger.